Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Vancouver, British Columbia Cannabis Hemp Expo, and we're at the Green Heart Health and Wellness Incorporated Cannabis Dispensary, and joining us here is Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Tell us about what's going on here at your desk.
What we're trying to do is promote best practice when it comes to dispensaries, so we're looking at different regulations that people have put out, especially our beautiful city, Victoria, and not only meeting those standards, but beating them for community safety and for patient safety as well.
So you're stepping in where the government hasn't. Is that what's going on? Or before the government does?
Well, instead of waiting for them to reinvent the wheel, we're going to show them how the wheel turns, because it's been turning for a long time. So we're going to take their proposed regulations and make the mothership idea of what dispensaries should be. And we'd like them to come see it instead of waiting for them to build it. We'll do the work for them.
Very good idea. You mentioned you're in Victoria?
We are, right down at 475 Gorge Road East.
Fantastic. And what has been the reception to this idea amongst other folks in the industry? Is it beginning to work?
It definitely is. We've had a lot of support within our community, and we've had a lot of support with City Council. We've actually invited the police in. They've had a look around. All they asked us to do was put panic buttons in for the safety of our staff, and we definitely did that within a week of when they asked. And so far, we're waiting for those regulations to be regulated, and we'll be all over it.
Wow. So you said you're waiting for these regulations. What do you anticipate they're going to turn out the way that you expected, or is there still going to be some problems you'll have to overcome?
Well, we definitely have faith in our city council, and we do believe they are going to turn out the way we are expected. The city council has been very transparent. They've been very open to the discussions, and they're open to definitely everybody's ideas, which we really love. Support your local community there, and we thank them for that and their hard work and their hard effort into keeping cannabis in dispensaries available to the citizens of Victoria.
In setting these best practices, what are some of the most, I don't want to call them violations, but the most common things that you see that dispensaries could improve to put our best foot forward?
So definitely distribution and having it child safe. Recognizing batch numbers for recall purposes. Test your products. We use Phytotest Laboratories to test all of our products. And 100% number one, checking with your healthcare practitioner and talking about dosing, talking about using cannabis, opening that dialogue with them before actually purchasing the cannabis. That's the most important.
Wow, well put. So if folks want to get in touch with you guys and work on this and making a better industry and setting standards, give them some contact info.
Okay, so you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram, and you can always call us. We do have a website, www.thegreenhearthealthandwellness.com.
And that's the Green Heart, H-A-R-T.
That's right, for Health Awareness Relief Treatment.
Oh, an acronym. The Green Heart, when they look it up on the internet?
You betcha, the Green Heart.
You got to have the.
You got to have the.
All right, thanks so much, Allison, for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Russ. Have a great day.